Rheumatism is the disease of the joint.
Well, you have it in the muscles too, most of the joints on that. But anyway, I tell you, and I think it's recognized by the doctors now, bee stings are good for rheumatism. I knew an old doctor years ago that had rheumatism. He was an old nigger man, colored man, and he'd get his rheumatism get bothering too much. He'd hunt him up a bee tree and make him sting. He'd cut it and make him sting or do something for his rheumatism. And I've seen where the doctors treated people with bee sting. Whatever it is,
it
comes out of the bee sting.
Talking about stinging, what sort of stinging flying insects do you have that sting you here?
Flying ants.
You got any flying insects?
Mm-hmm. Oh, flying insects, old man. We got wasps and bumblebees.
What sort of wasps you got?
Huh?
What sort of wasps you got?
Well, we have a big old red wasp. Then we have a little smaller brown, kind of brown wasp. That's something else that's not as numerous as it used to be, those big old red wasps. Those things are pretty bad. And then we have yellow jackets and hornets.
Yeah.
Guinea wasps. Guinea wasps is very much like the yellow jacket.
Yeah. What kind of, the hornets, where do they build their nests?
They build their nests in trees a lot of times. That's the way
they, what do they look like?
Well, I've mostly seen them. They're cone-shaped things and made out of secrete some kind of stuff that makes it in leaves and things, and they press them together and they have a hole in the bottom. And they come out and go in those things there.
Yeah.
They'll be probably that big around, some of them, up in the tree. Pear-shaped, they run
like
down
to the
point, huh?
Like a football kind of?
Yeah, no, they're kind of big on the top. They kind of come out like that and come down like that.
Now, you mentioned yellow jacket. Are those wasps or hornets? Or are they just kind of...
Well, I don't know. They may be hornets, as far as that's concerned. I don't know what they are. They're stinging. They nest in the ground. And the bumblebee nests in the ground, the stinging bumblebee. Now, we have several different kinds of bumblebees.
Bumblebees that eat on that table.
Stinging white bumblebee, huh?
We got bumblebees on that table underneath it.
And then we have bumblebees that bore into the wood and nest in the wood, and there's two types of those. There's a black-headed and a white-headed, and I forget which it is. If one of those won't sting you,
but
the other one will sting you. He's not like that big yellow one, though.
Have you got
nests in the ground? He's not as bad as that, but he'll hurt you.
Have you got kind of a wasp that nests and builds kind of mud places?
The day jobbers, we call those. I don't think they bite us in the day.
What about that type of insect, you know, you're walking through the woods and these get down in your socks or underneath your skin and they burrow and they make little red wells?
Red bugs, that's what we call them.
Red bugs.
And we have had some of these
seed
ticks. They are almost as small as